A dry front made its way through the region overnight, and we'll start with some very cold temps around the region, but under mainly sunny skies, we should see a nice rebound as the day moves along and should wind up above normal for the day. The area of high pressure that was in control of our weather will slide off to the southeast overnight, allowing for our next system to approach. Clouds will be on the increase tonight into Tuesday, and precipitation will move in during the day, with the heaviest coming Tuesday night and into Wednesday. So far, it looks to be a wintry mess with freezing rain and sleet on the menu. However, models are developing a coastal low on Wednesday, which would help to draw in some more cold air and lock in any cold air already at the surface, making it more of a rain and snow event. Either way, it looks like it's going to be a rough go of it a bit later Tuesday into the day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across East Texas, northwestern Louisiana, Arkansas, and southeastern Missouri. Thunderstorms with strong isolated wind gusts and marginally severe hail will be possible today across East Texas into northwestern Louisiana, Arkansas, as well as southeastern Missouri, within large-scale positively tilted upper troughing extending from the upper Midwest to the central plains and southwest and upper low over Oklahoma and Kansas this morning, will move northeastward toward the lower Great Lakes region by the end of the day. A belt of strong southwesterly mid-level winds associated with the large-scale trough will reside from Texas to the mid-Mississippi Valley through this evening. A surface low beneath the upper low near the Oklahoma-Kansas border this morning will also develop northeastward toward the lower Great Lakes while deepening slightly. A trailing cold front extending from the southwest of the surface low across eastern Oklahoma and Texas will advance only slowly southeastward over the Ark-La-Tex region throughout the evening as the front becomes increasingly oriented parallel to the mid and upper level flow. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the low 40s, wind chill values between 25 and 35 degrees early. In Boston, sunny with a high near 40 degrees, light southwest wind increasing to 5 to 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, it'll be mostly sunny and chilly with a high in the upper 30s and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 30 degrees with a record of 62 set in 1995. Normal minimum temperature is 14 degrees with a record of 16 below zero set in 1971. Sunrise and sunset data for today, the 16th of January. Sunrise at 7:22 a.m. and sunset at 4:48 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. For our MLK day, it'll be sunny and cold with a high near 30 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight, cold with a low in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, it'll be sunny today with a high in the upper 30s and a light southwesterly wind. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight, cold with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny today with highs in the mid-30s and a west wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight, cold with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny today with highs in the upper 30s and a light southwest wind. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight, cold with lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny today with highs in the mid-30s and a south wind around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight. It'll be cold with lows in the lower 20s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, a wintry mix likely, temperatures in the low and mid-30s. For Wednesday, rain in the morning, then a chance of showers, temperatures in the mid-30s to low 40s. Mostly cloudy Thursday, mid-30s to low 40s. Partly sunny Friday, highs in the mid-30s to low 40s. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s. And mostly sunny Sunday with a high in the upper 30s to mid-40s as well. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Canarina.